I was working quietly in my hotel room high above the bend in the Chicago River. Great view from the 14th floor, the skyscrapers, the boats, the people. Then I heard yelling. Not concerned yelling, mind you, more like delighted yelling. So I looked 14 stories down and saw nothing. No huge group of teenagers surrounding Britney Spears, which is what I'd expected from the sound of things. Then I spotted the boat, one of those tourist models loaded with people looking out its open windows. People looking delighted and people just looking, all gathered on one side of the boat, or so it seemed. I also noticed a smaller boat, maybe 5 people on board, coming up from behind, a bit too close to the big boat in my unnautically trained opinion. At first I thought for sure they'd crash. And then I understood the from where and the why behind the delighted yelling. One of the 5 on board the smaller vessel, the fellow sunning himself on the deck, stood up, turned away from the big boat, and mooned the audience on board the schooner. He must have done so earlier, a few boat lengths up the river, leading to the squeals that drew me to the window. The prosecutor in me, of course, immediately thought of the legal implications, the statutes, the cases. This sort of behavior is against the law, of course. I vowed to research the issue of mooning when I returned home, and I have. There's a statute on the books in Illinois titled Public Indecency. Any person 17 years of age or older who exposes lewdly a part of the body, and here you know which part, in a public place with the intent to get a certain type of gratification from doing so is guilty of public indecency. And yes, the quiet confines of the Chicago River is public. Any place where the conduct may reasonably be viewed by others is public enough. And it was viewed by others. Now the cases. There are a great many of them that have discussed the public indecency statute, but not in the mooning context. Just one that I could find, in fact, and it's not even a criminal case. But in it, the Federal Appeals Court in Chicago muses about the issue and writes that mooning would be sufficient to support a charge of public indecency under the statute. Not the strongest precedent for the prosecution, mind you, but the language is there. Sure, the man's attorney would probably argue that he didn't have that certain intent that the statute requires. Instead, the attorney would argue that he set out to amuse, perhaps to shock. A winning argument, maybe. But that attorney should also be aware that courts across the United States, while not directly addressing facts like those I witnessed, do not take kindly to such actions. Courts have written that such behavior would be adequate to support a criminal charge of obscenity, that it is illegal, that it's a clear-cut violation of recognized boundaries of decency. The fellow in Chicago probably won't make it into the law books. I didn't see a police boat race after him, and the crowd seemed too preoccupied with the show to note an accurate description of anything other than, well, you know. As for me, I'm no witness to anything other than what I've described. The view from the 14th floor is wonderful. The perfect height to experience the grandeur of the city while missing the minute details of the goings-on in the street or on the river below. I'm Amy Guida.